Miriam dan Harun berbicara menentang Musa perihal wanita Kus yang dia nikahi, sebab dia telah menikahi seorang wanita Kus.
Chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
Mereka berkata, apakah memang Tuhan hanya berbicara melalui Musa saja, tidakkah dia juga berbicara melalui kita?
Dan Tuhan mendengar hal itu.
And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it.
Musa adalah seorang yang sangat lembut hati, lebih daripada semua orang di muka bumi.
Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Tiba-tiba Tuhan berkata kepada Musa, Harun, dan Miriam, kalian bertiga, datanglah ke tenda pertemuan sekarang.
Jadi ketiganya pun pergi.
And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out.
Lalu Tuhan turun dalam tiang awan dan berdiri di pintu masuk tenda.
Dia memanggil Harun dan Miriam. Keduanya pun menghadap.
And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Tuhan berkata, dengarkanlah perkataanku jika ada seorang nabi di antaramu. Aku, Tuhan, akan menyatakan diriku kepadanya dalam penglihatan. Aku akan berbicara kepadanya melalui mimpi.
And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream.
Tidak demikian halnya dengan Musa. Dia adalah hamba yang setia di rumahku.
My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house.
Dengan dia, aku berbicara mulut ke mulut, jelas, dan tidak menggunakan maksud yang tersembunyi. Dia melihat rupa Tuhan.
Kalau demikian, mengapa kalian tidak takut menentang hambaku Musa?
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
And the murka Tuhan menyala terhadap mereka, dan dia pergi.
Anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed.
Ketika tiang awan telah meninggalkan tendang, tampaklah Miriam terkena kustaf seperti salju. Saat Harun menoleh kepada Miriam, dia melihatnya terkena kusta.
And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And
lalu Harun berkata kepada Musa, Tuanku, kumohon kepadamu, jangan timpakan dosa ini ke atas kami. Kami telah bertindak bodoh dan telah berbuat salah.
Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned.
Janganlah, biarkan Miriam menjadi seperti seorang mati, yang dagingnya sudah setengah membusuk saat keluar dari rahim ibunya.
Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb.
Musa pun berseru kepada Tuhan, ya Allah, mohon sembuhkanlah dia.
And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee.
Tuhan berkata kepada Musa, seandainya ayah Miriam meludahi wajahnya, bukankah dia harus menanggung malu selama 7 hari? Biarlah dia dikucilkan di luar perkemahan selama 7 hari.
Sesudah itu, dia dapat diterima kembali.
The Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again.
Jadi, Miriam diasingkan di luar perkemahan selama 7 hari. Dan umat Israel tidak berangkat sebelum Miriam kembali.
And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again.
Sesudah itu, umat Israel
meninggalkan Hazeroth dan berkemah di padang gurun Paran.
And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran.